Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
Okay, apparently I'm not allowed to sing.
Well, you can sing.
No, I really can't sing.
Oh,
the funny thing is that in my head, I'm a fucking rock star. Like, seriously. When I'm working out, and this is why I choose to work out, like, on my own.
By yourself.
By myself. sometimes when I would be in the gym, like, I get a little, like, dance going on, you know, just because I always have my headset in. I cannot work out without music. I choose not to.
And you start singing in the gym.
And I
run.
Can.
Is that what you're saying?
Probably. But I'm sure I've sung out loud, and I'm sure, and I know for a fact that, like, you know, I'll start to move. You know, my exercise will start to take on movements of the music.
Because
I want to bust out and dance, you know, but.
Well, why are we even on this topic singing? Oh, because you were going to sing.
I was going to sing. Well, I was opening up with, "Are you ready?"
Yeah.
But
you should be singing a Christmas carol right now.
I can't carry a tune.
I was singing at my holiday Christmas party with the band.
You were. You love that, don't you?
I do. It was
yes.
so much fun.
Yes. in a band.
They're like, "Are you coming up on stage?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know I am."
Yeah, I mean, you were right there, dead center, like, a few songs, and just, like, singing, like, you owned that stage. Like, you were the band. You were part of the band.
Actually,
that was fun to say.
I think they actually said something like, maybe you should join the band. They did say that at one point. Yeah. I was like, huh.
Sometimes it's nice to have a woman's voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, it was all guys, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
10 of them.
11.
11.
Well,
11.
If you count the sound guy.
The sound guy. Yeah,
that's paying a lot of people. Hello. That,
it sure is. Hello.
So what the hell are we talking about? We're talking about the holidays, and, you know, this is posting the day after Christmas, so we're right in the middle of it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are we doing, and what do you typically do? What are your plans?
Well, I go to Miami every year. Around
Christmas?
This time. Not for Christmas necessarily. I'm usually home by Christmas Eve. It's usually around the 17th to, you know, the 22nd, 23rd. Just like a little 4-day, 5-day, you know, little trip.
Little jaunt.
Yeah.
And Miami for building, like, sand snowmen. Like, what the hell are you doing there?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just going to sit there in the sun and just, like, warm up my blood, get a little tan going on, a little vitamin D, a little bit of shopping, you know, I've got to buy myself some Christmas presents.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe I'm on a budget. I'm on a budget this year, and I've already bought myself plenty of Christmas presents. Believe me, I don't need any more. But that's usually a pattern of mine. I'll go down there. And then, you know, it's fairly quiet. I do a lot of self-work, meditation. I do a lot of reading, you know, around the holidays, and, you know, get together with some friends, you know, like some dinners, you know, a few holiday parties, those types of things.
You haven't invited me to any dinners, so am I not your friends?
Well, they're not like... I don't have a work, okay? So I don't have a work party to go to necessarily. Uh-huh. Though we could go to New York and go to the president of Philadelphia University's holiday party. I just never go, but I could certainly invite you if you wanted to go. It's probably too late this time. They probably already had it. But, like, I'll just meet up with friends, you know, and, like, grab dinner. Like, this week I'm going and having dinner with a friend of mine who is a chiropractor as well as a Reiki therapist.
Cool.
Well, two people. One's a Reiki therapist and two women. And, you know, we're just going to get together and talk and, you know, have some dinner and some wine and, you know, so that kind of stuff. So
connecting.
It's a great time to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Before... You know, the spring semester starts and, you know, so my office days steady around this time of year. But I have a few weeks where I'm not teaching as much. And so it's a nice break, you know, to refresh. I call it the replenishing process or period.
Yeah. Well, my family has, we definitely have some traditions that we do every single year. Now this year, I'm actually going to miss out on one part of it for reasons that I'll explain in a second. So we have, we're Polish, well, half Polish.
Really?
So our tradition is, you didn't know that?
No.
I thought you knew that. That's where those big round cheeks come from.
Polish.
And the butt.
Oh, that's a Polish butt you got going on there?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looking like a pierogi.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say. We have pierogi day. So we all get together, and my mom's recipe for pierogies, it's been passed down to her from her mother, and et cetera, et cetera. We've taught the kids how to do it. So all the cousins, we get together, all the, you know, my immediate family and all of our children. And each of us has a role in the pierogi making process. We gave ourselves names too. So I'm like flower child because I'm in charge of making the dough. My dad, his name is Spectator. Like, it's all, you know, derivatives of potato or pierogi kind of like names and stuff like that, because he doesn't do anything. He just watches.
Spectator. Get it.
The new kid is Tater Tot, you know, like silly little names like that. We were thinking about getting t-shirts made, but we haven't done that.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fun. We have a really great time, and it's looked forward to. I actually flew my son home from Texas last year to surprise everybody on pierogi day. So that was a big deal.
What day is pierogi day?
It's typically the week before Christmas.
Okay.
Because we're making hundreds of pierogis.
Now you don't get to eat any of those because you're gluten free.
They're gluten. We make gluten free ones.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because a lot of our family members are gluten free. So we'll make typically two batches. So we'll make the glutinous ones for, you know, the gluttons out there. Well, they are glutinous. And then we'll make the gluten free ones. So I think last year we only made gluten free. We just used the cup for cup flour. And they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're actually really good. And everybody leaves with a bag of pierogies, and you freeze them on a tray and you put them in the freezer for, you know, I've broken them out of the freezer just, you know, a couple months ago, and they're fantastic.
Cool.
But the reason
tradition.
We make them for, like, my parents have after the holidays, they typically have an open house for the large extended family, and that's where we eat the pierogies. So there's pierogi day, and then Christmas Eve, typically, like, we used to have a really big open house at my one cousin's house, but she's gone through some life changes of her own and doesn't have that house anymore. So, you know, what we've done now is we go to my sister's house, and we have a white elephant gift exchange, which is like, you cannot bring a new gift. It has to be something from your home.
Oh, I love that. You were telling me about this.
It's so fun. And there's actually a prize. So you kind of do like that, what do they call, like the Chinese gift exchange or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. That sounds racist, but I don't know.
Or discriminatory.
Whereas like you steal the gift, like you open it and then you have up to three steals. So you can steal somebody else's present, but once it's been stolen three times, it's dead. It has to stay with the person that last had it after the third time. And that's really fun. And there's like a trophy, which is a glittery elephant that I've won, I think, for the past couple years.
Oh, I
love
that.
Elephant is in my house. So it's a fun time. Unfortunately, this year, not happening because my sister has a bunch of things going on. Her husband's working. So we're going to do that gift exchange on Christmas Day, which is different. So I don't have any Christmas Eve plans. That's going to be kind of a shift. I don't know really what I'm going to do. Although my daughter will be home. So the holidays have been very different for me in the past 2 years because my daughter's in college and my son moved away. So lots of different traditions happening, or I guess not sure, changes to the typical traditions. And then, Christmas Day typically for me is uneventful. And I think that's going to change this year because Christmas Day will now be our Christmas Eve. So, and you know, you don't have the kids anymore waking up and ripping open presents and anything like that, which used to be really fun. You know, them waking up at 5 a.m. and being like, what did Santa bring? You know, that kind of thing. We don't have that happening anymore. So it's kind of like you wake up when you want to.
Yeah. Which is nice.
You open a presents very slowly and deliberately, and yeah, that's all different now. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't have many Christmas traditions. You know, the Miami thing is obviously a tradition that I generally do. Excuse me.
Frog.
You know, I do have a desire to do some things. I would like a different house, a little bit bigger. I would like to put up a really pretty Christmas tree in front of like a glass wall, a wall of windows. And you know, have some friends over and, you know, have some eggnog and some champagne and, you know,
it's just so funny how we're switching like existences right now. I'm on the verge of getting rid of all that stuff. Like, I can't wait to get rid of like almost all of my Christmas decorations and never have to decorate.
Yeah. Well, I haven't.
I hate decorating.
I don't have any Christmas decorations because I don't decorate, though. I do have a small tree that I'll put up occasionally. I think we may have talked about this at some point, but like, yeah, with the Christmas balls when we did a Facebook Live.
Yes.
But, you know, I have it. I put it up 1 year. I skipped a year. I put it up another year, and I haven't put it up. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, there is no Christmas cheer in my house right now.
Yeah.
Well, especially because I'm moving. But it's like, I can't wait until... I can only like put that ceramic Christmas tree with the glass bulbs in it. You know what I'm talking about? And just flick the switch on and I'm done.
Yeah.
That's my decorating.
And that will work very well where you're moving.
Right. That's all I have room for.
Yeah.
Which is completely fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, you're downsizing and that's a great change for you. I'm trying to upsize because I just, you know, for me, it would be really nice and something that I really never had is to have a real Christmas tree, you know, in a large room, you know, and there's something that's warming about that, but you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Then the other side is like, of me is like, can we just get this over with and like fucking get to May, you know, let's get, I'm ready for spring, you know, maybe I'll deal with one snowstorm. You know, and then after that, like, can we go back up to 80 degrees, please?
Yeah. I mean, actually, today it was snowing a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah, it was flurrying.
We were talking about how it was nice to see it and to watch that very serene, calming effect, right? And then
there's a silence in the air when the snow is coming down. And that is very, very, very peaceful.
Right.
I like that.
Then there's after the snow, which is not my favorite kind of thing. Can't stand it.
It blows.
No.
It blows. It's not attractive. It doesn't make you feel...
I didn't even like playing in the snow as a kid. I hated it.
I don't think
it's
I...
Too cold.
It's cold. You know...
You put the bread bags... Did you ever do that? Did your mom make you do that?
What?
Like you put like Wonder Bread bags on in like... You don't even know what I'm talking about, like as socks, right? So you have all your socks, and then like to put on, you put the Wonder Bread bags on your feet like socks to put your boots on.
Nah, we didn't do that.
Somebody out there must have done this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I wasn't the only kid in fucking elementary school with Wonder Bread bags on my feet.
Oh my God, you were such a freaking geek. I can only imagine.
That. Save me, I know.
Freaking Wonder Bread Dana.
That. Don't. No, it's just Wonder Dana to you.
Wonder Dana.
Wonder Dana.
I'm going to get you a cape.
I'm gluten-free now. No bread.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think that, you know, this time of the year is just, you know, it's got some beautiful parts to it. I can't help but think a little bit around people that don't have family and feel some strong feelings for people who either don't have families or people who are homeless or lonely, you know, pets, animals that don't have a home, you know, I mean, that kind of stuff like just tears my heart apart. That's why I tend to donate to animal shelters around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tend to. I do. That's actually like kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
And if I could, what I would love to do, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on this because you have to dedicate a certain amount of time. And the way my schedule is, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it certainly could work. Uh-huh. But I would love to spend, you know, Christmas Day just hanging out in a
shelter,
in an animal shelter,
like reading to the dogs. I love when kids do that,
like playing with them.
The dogs like, yeah, playing with them. The kids go and they read to the dogs. I think it's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
So for some reason they like it.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because like I tend to spoil my animals. Uh-huh. So it's like when I see someone that is an animal that's like outside and, you know, it hurts me. Well, we're probably going to go to a party.
You and I.
Yes.
So you're actually inviting me somewhere. So I'm actually a really
friend. I invite you places. You know, I'm 80% sure we're going to go to a party.
Okay. Well, this year's going to be, again, like I'm literally closing on my house on January 3rd.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in the whirlwind of moving, packing, relocating, all that kind of stuff. And I my apartment, obviously, I'm going to go in there January 1st. So it cannot be a raucous new year for me.
Okay. So that's actually good. So if I'm like in a funk, you won't be disappointed.
I will not be disappointed. We can just hang out and wear our leather pants together.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Well, you showed me that leather outfit you had.
Yes.
Which is fucking amazing.
Yes, I can't wait to wear that.
Dude, if I own that, I would just put it on and just sit
hang around the house
and hang around the house and just touch myself all day. It just is so soft.
Yeah, it's a really nice leather.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so you know, there's something a little bit exciting for reasons that I don't even understand about January 1st. You know, just with there's and this is programmed into our brains. I recognize that. But there is a sense of newness.
Of course.
You know, which is total bullshit as far as
I'm concerned. It's like why people start exercise programs on a Monday. Well, why not Thursday? You know, I mean, there's no real reason. It's just the way that the calendars are made up and all that kind of stuff. Like you can start today, anything.
Yeah. So it's all this like auto domestication stuff. But, you know, so sometimes January 1st after, you know, like New Year's Day basically can be, you know, I don't know, it's a little bit exciting, but then, you know, for me, it goes downhill for a couple months.
Like, because of the weather.
I always say, like, if I don't live in Florida full time, January, February, and March, I want to be in Florida, and even part of April. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it up here in the Northeast.
It can be rough, but you know, thank God we're not up in the north. That's really rough. I mean, they're getting snowstorms now.
I know. They were getting them back in October. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's cold. It's gray. It's you know, it's dark early, and you know, sometimes I have to make an emergency trip to Florida in February.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then things perk up, you know, in April.
Yeah,
you know,
the coming of the spring is just so nice. I love the change of the seasons. And you don't really get that in a lot of places, but the Northeast.
Yeah, I'm okay. Honest. I'm okay with it. I like the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
fall and spring. That's my thing.
I'm a fall and summer. I love the back end of summer going into fall, you know, and then I like the beginning of summer and late spring. I don't like early spring. That's winter as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I
up
agree.
Here.
Yeah.
So, you know, the changes of the season, I don't know. Is it that big of a deal for me? I don't know until I move someplace like Florida where there are no changes. Well, so I don't have anything to compare it with.
I lived in California for a short time and you know, Christmas time in California is so freaking surreal because you have decorated palm trees.
I've been in Miami around Christmas time, obviously,
no
every
snow.
Year.
There's, it doesn't feel like Christmas to somebody who's from the Northeast, where there is a certain feel. There's like there's something in the air.
There's a feeling. Yeah,
yeah. There is definitely a feeling, and it's unpalpable. It's untouchable, but it's there. And it was just crazy. It didn't feel like Christmas when I lived in California.
Well, I will tell you, this was about 11 years ago, roughly. And I was shooting an infomercial, okay, down in Florida, Miami.
For like the slap chop or
what?
ShamWow. Like what were you?
No, a business partner of mine at the time, ShamWow, wrote a book. It was called Love for All Eternity, and I wrote the intimacy guide to the book. Okay,
oh, nice.
And I hosted the infomercial. Okay, it was like an 8-hour shoot, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And I remember I was flying home the late night on Christmas Eve. And I remember sitting out by the pool of the hotel on Christmas Eve day, knowing that it was super cold up here.
Yeah.
And I remember, I had this really beautiful colored red string bikini. And it was just a beautiful, I actually still have the top, and the bottom I don't have anymore. But the red is just so beautiful. It looks so beautiful on a tanned body.
Well, I would never be able to wear that.
Yeah.
Fucking pale skin for miles.
But Frosty the Snowman came on.
That's like my skin.
So I'm sitting there. It's like 85 degrees. And I'm drinking a glass of wine by the pool, sunbathing. And I hear Frosty the Snowman. And I will tell you, that is imprinted in my head, and I love it.
Huh.
Love it.
So it felt like Christmas to you.
It felt like heaven.
Interesting.
I don't know if it felt like Christmas or what the hell it felt like. It was just like, this is like the best ever.
It was just like a moment.
Yeah, it was a moment. And that I oftentimes think of that. And that's probably one of the reasons why I do go down Florida around Christmas time, because there's just something. You know, I get what you're saying about the holidays up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's something that is unpalpable, you know, in the air. But there's also something that's quite fascinating down there as well.
Yeah, I guess for me, I mean, I've always been surrounded by my family, with the exception of that one Christmas in California. That was the only time I didn't have my family around me. That was my own choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I moved there, but like New Year's Eve, for example, I typically would go out, you know, like big party, some club, you know, something's going on New Year's Eve. And this one year, my daughter says to me, Mom, I want to go see this band. And they were having a free concert on New Year's Eve. And I was just like, stop, just wait. No. New Year's Eve is my time. Like, I'm going to go to a club. I'm going to do something really fun, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, well, for you, because this is what you want, you know.
Aww.
So we went and we saw this band on New Year's Eve. Now, of course, it turns out that this is the band that we just, like, follow everywhere now.
Still, currently.
Yeah. We the Kings, like, it was the first time we ever saw them was on New Year's Eve, and we rang in the New Year with them, and it was really, really fun. And I was like, oh, I actually like them, you know. So, and now we actually have, like, lifetime tickets to their concerts and all kind of, it's been a really interesting, that was a change to my routine for New Year's Eve. Now I may or may not go out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's been kind of nice. I like that kind of, you know, being open to different things.
Uh-huh.
I don't always have to get a VIP fucking table at a goddamn club in Philly and overpay for, you know, bottle service.
There's nothing. I mean, I would do it and I may have fun, but like I won't set that kind of stuff up. If it's set up by one of my friends or something like that and we go, that's fine. But like that's not going to be my first initial.
I was never in charge of that. I was always like, oh, I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'm doing that. But no, I was never in charge.
Yeah, on New Year's Eve, I usually go to a fairly low-key party. You know, it's usually something that I do every New Year's Eve. And it's cool, you know, it's fun. But, like,
Is there dancing?
I guess there could be.
I mean,
nobody really dances.
Well, Dana dances, so.
Yeah.
There might be dancing this
year. There might be, yeah. It's very conservative.
Oh, damn.
But it's just, it's cold, man. It's cold out. Uh-huh. I don't like...
Well, it's not an outdoor party, right?
No, all but right. Like sometimes just going from like, I don't know, the house to, you know, I'm a baby. I'm just bitching for no reason.
Oh, good.
Like, you know, you get dressed up and, you know, you're wearing a dress or maybe not, maybe leather. But still, like, it's like 30 degrees outside. Sometimes it's colder.
Yeah.
And you're just freaking cold. And then when you get in the party, okay, cool, you warm up. But then you got to go back out and it's fucking cold again. Like, I just don't like being cold.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, I know. Wah, wah. I don't like being cold. I like to be very, very warm.
Okay, so fireplace, onesie.
Naked man.
Oh, hello.
Hello, yeah.
I didn't know that he was part of this new... Oh, I didn't know. There's a naked man at your fireplace?
There's a naked man in my fantasy, honey.
Okay, because you don't have a fireplace either, so I was going to say.
Exactly. Well, I've got a fake electric one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know.
So do you have a fake electric man, too?
That might be...
Yes. That's a yes.
Yes, that might have to do for now.
All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a sense of romance to that, absolutely. And there's warmth, so it's an inner warmth from, you know, the man, and there is an outer warmth from the fireplace. That would be a wonderful, wonderful New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I
could get on board.
That was full of, like, positivity and love and laughter and just fun, you know. Yeah, I would be totally fine with that.
Yeah, and when I picture you in some that sort of a scenario, I mean, you're surrounded by fuzzy things, not necessarily the man, but I mean, hopefully not the man. He's not very fuzzy.
I don't want a
but
fuzzy
like
man.
Fur, pillows and blankets and cashmere, this and that. That's how
yes.
I see you.
Yeah.
Well, that is your existence. Like, you come in your house and, you know, all of your blankets are, and your just the things that you own are just very luxurious and soft and fuzzy and warm. And that's just kind of how you carry that out.
I got a thing for throw blankets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and really nice throw blankets. I got my eye on this alpaca throw blanket, but it's like $300, and it's like...
I've watched you spend money on other things.
I know, yeah. I know.
I mean, I know you have it in you.
I know. Oh, I got it in me, believe me.
I think you're taking in that one.
Yeah, yeah, but I got a thing for blankets, that's for sure. Okay, so, you know, I guess happy holidays, everybody. And hope you all had a merry, 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 merry Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever the heck you
celebrate. Hopefully you're celebrating something.
Yeah, and moving forward into the new year, you know, all of the best to you and your families. And, you know, I always wish people love.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I think that's just, love is so important to the human spirit. So I always wish people love.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.